Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
It's Daddy Speaks, the international transformational storyteller. Just what you need. Time to listen up for motivation on a journey with Daddy Speaks.
Greetings, everyone. It's Dr. Betty Speaks, your lifetime imprint leader. I am extremely passionate about empowering individuals to resurrect and establish themselves through the four components of life. That's spiritual growth, financial literacy, personal and professional development. I am that chosen warrior who inspires others to create an imprint that will live on long after they are gone. That's right. You see, I hold those virtual groups and family workshops on leaving an imprint. Excuse me. So I will help you understand the importance of rising above your life encounters and how you should start facilitating simple things into your life just by getting rid of the stress that plagues our nation. So I want to thank you for tuning in once again to Overcoming Battles by Being Strong and Courageous. This is an intentional, motivational, plus inspirational show that is filled with wisdom that will awaken your hope, your ambition, your faith, and your inner strength. Plus, cover a variety of genuine, life-changing topics that are designed to encourage listeners who are worldwide, with the knowledge that strength doesn't come from what you can't do. It comes from overcoming the things you once thought you couldn't. So thank you again for tuning in with me on Wednesdays, every Wednesday. I want you to know that you will be listening to nothing but the stone cold truth on this show. So if you're lacking in motivation right now, to the point that it's keeping you stuck in life, the only person standing in your way is you. I have to tell myself that all the time. If I am lacking in motivation right now to the point where it's keeping me stuck in my life, the only person standing in my way is me. So tell yourself that. Tell yourself that until you begin to manifest into your life. I want you to know that I am still celebrating the 3 years of being on this podcasting. I started this podcasting based on the fact that a comrade of mine wanted to do something in honor of he and I being on both battlefields, on several battlefields. We battled with cancer, and then we actually fought for our country. You know, I lost this comrade to the coronavirus. That's three C's. We fought for our country. We fought cancer. And then there was the coronavirus. And he lost that battle. So that's where this show came about. You see, strong people are not simply born. They resurrect by sharing their imprints that they've generated throughout their life journey. He and I were both retired from the military, and we were ready to embark on leaving an imprint for others to live by. There was a legacy in the both of us that we wanted to share with others. So this show is all about being strong and courageous through whatever battles you may encounter. He encountered being on a battlefield. He encountered fighting for his country, and then fighting cancer, and lost the battle to the final C that we are still going through in some areas today. But I'm going to step away from that subject today. I want to talk about if you see something, say something. You see, oftentimes when you see something, you have to say something or you can do something. But in New York City, when the Twin Towers went under attack, or after the Twin Towers had gone under attack, Alan Keyes quoted, "When you see something, say something." He was one of the executives out of New York City. And that quote has just been around since that terrorist attack in 2011, I believe it was September 11th, 2011. But that has been around for so many years, and people have been recording on social media. They've been recording on their phones. They've just been doing everything. When they see something, they begin not only to say something, they do something. And that doing something is making a record of something that's going on that is not right. And I share this with you because we're in this particular month that we're in, a lot of history is being revisited. And people are talking about or commemorating things that took place several years ago or decades ago. But I'm going to go back even further than that, take it back to before Christ, right? So I love reading about the women of the Old Testament. And some of the females that I enjoy reading about are those that were conquerors, are those that saw something and did something, are those that answered their callings. So this particular woman that I want to speak of doesn't even have a name. They call her the wise woman. And I love sharing her story. The wise woman that was in the book of Samuel, 2 Samuel chapter 20. You see, Joab had come, and his army had come to the city of Abel just to capture one rebel. And in doing so, they were beginning to tear down the walls of Abel as opposed to going in peacefully. They were going to just tear the walls down, create havoc across the city of Abel until they found this one rebel. But guess what? That wise woman apparently heard the noise going on outside of the walls, all the commotion. No one was doing anything, but she decided to go up against this general, Joab, and ask him, "Wait a minute, whoa, you know, can't we negotiate about this?" As opposed to coming in and creating havoc throughout our cities, you know, destroying things, keeping up all this, just stirring up things, tearing up things, you know, tearing down things. Let's talk about this and do it the right way. Do it peacefully. You see, we have a lot of things that are going on in our world today. And if it could be done peacefully, if someone could find out, well, what's the root of this battle? What's the root of this fight? What's the root of it? The root of that fight, that battle that was about to take place in the city of Abel, was all about one rebel. So this wise woman said, "I'm going to go allow me to speak to our city councils, and we'll find this person and bring him to you." So Joab was like, "Oh, okay, we'll wait. We'll see what happens." So she did. She went to speak with the city councils. They found this rebel. They beheaded him and took the head and threw it across the wall. Threw his head across the wall. Joab was satisfied with that. That action to take care of one problem, that one issue that they came there for, saved the whole city of Abel, and it allowed them to keep their peace, keep their joy, keep their happiness, save lives. And this is what we need to do today. I'm not saying go out and kill people just to save other people, you know, because the word also says I should not kill, but, you know, I'm sure there's stipulations with that. But I just want you to know that being a civility leader and believing in the golden rule of kindness and do unto others as you would have them to do unto you, love everybody, create community in your households, within your neighbors, within your state, you know, just creating communities is so important, and having understand your morals and your values. You know, this is all about being strong and courageous. That woman was strong and courageous. And again, she's in the book of 2 Samuel chapter 20. I think it's verse 15 and 14, 14 through 15. But she's there. And when you read the story or read the message, it's so imperative that you use her as someone that who saw something and said something. So this has been my message for today about someone who sees something and says something. I want to go just a little bit further since I'm here and talk about Deborah, was another young lady. And what Deborah and I had have in common is that we both were military. So I'll be talking about Deborah on my next message to you. And I can't wait to you have her takeaway. So this has been Dr. Betty Speaks with Overcoming Battles by Being Strong and Courageous. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.